The guided sit tonight is inspired by and loosely modeled after a guidance that Philip Moffat gave many, many years ago back at Turtle Island. And it had a big impact on me. And so I'm going to try doing something similar. It's for those of you who are new to the practice, or relatively new, you might find this a bit esoteric. So at any time, you can go to whatever is a comfortable practice for you. But to begin, let's just come into the experience of the body, just spending a little bit of time arriving, letting go of our thoughts, what's been going on in the day behind us, letting go of what will happen in the day coming. I've been thinking more lately about meditation as a process of letting go. It just seems a lot more relaxing to be letting go instead of trying to achieve some state, instead of trying to get something. So taking a deep breath or two. Inviting the body to relax, and then just noticing what happens. Not judging. Not trying to force anything. But the felt physical experience of having a body just as it is now. A collection of experiences with our eyes closed. Most of those experiences are tactile, proprioception, and sound, of course. I invite you to open your awareness to the experience, in particular of the breath. Not trying to grab the breath, but allowing the breath to become large in your field of awareness. And I suggest, if you wish to undertake this, that you try to follow the breath at the nostrils or the upper lip. Or even, if this is comfortable for you and doesn't sound crazy, at a place in front of the face, just in front of the nostrils and upper lip. An energetic sense of the breath. Many of you already follow the breath here, so this may seem very easy to you. If not, you can either return to your own comfort zone with respect to the breath, or imagine what it would be like, what it would feel like to feel the breath at the nostrils, if you could. Just using your imagination and your curiosity, not trying to make it happen, but opening to the possibility of that happening. You may notice a vibrational quality about it. As if your sinuses are humming very quietly. Notice the energy of the inhale the release of the exhale. Notice the awareness that's going on. There is a witness. Perhaps you're wondering, am I doing this right? Am I finding the breath? What's there? What's not there? What the hell am I doing here anyway? Just make note of any mental processes that are going on. And trust in your curiosity. A further step, acquiring more imagination. Notice where your ears are and where your third eye is said to be, in the middle of your forehead, slightly above the brows. And imagine that those three points define a plane. When you inhale, you're drawing this bright light energy up above that plane into this vast space. The breath, of course, as it rises up into this doesn't make much of an impression. It certainly doesn't fill the space. But is there a brightness? With practice, this can become like a fountain of sparks. And if it's not there, again, just be curious about what is there. Some people report this to be like drawing the bow of a violin across the strings. The vibrational quality can become quite lovely. Physically pleasant. Notice also the release of the breath, the exhale. The letting go. The inhale and the exhale have very different experiences. The energy of the inhalation and the release of the exhale, both of them quite lovely. It could be very subtle. It may not be detectable at all. But can you be available Can you open to the possibility? In this way, the breathing can become a very intimate experience. And let this come to you, open to the possibility of receiving the experience rather than trying to make it happen. Even if you're not feeling it, it is possible.
Mm-hmm.